Prepare to be astonished!
It's that time again.
Let's get started.
From the Clatsop County Historical Society, an adventure in history with Matt Burns and Alana Quila.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Some people without brains do an awful lot of talking.
And now, with today's adventure, it's Mac and Alana.
Welcome to Adventure in History. I am Kaya Quila, and I am 6 years old.
I'm Charlie Quila, and I am 8 years old.
I am Carly Quila, and I am 10 years old.
I'm Alma Quila, and I'm 11 years old.
Well, that's our introduction for today.
Oh, I thought maybe you were going to say how old you were.
Oh, no. I'm Alana Quila, and I'm the mom and auntie of this group.
And I am Mac, and I am older than dirt and feeling older by the minute. But actually, no, that's the opposite. Yeah. I like having kids around.
I know. It's fun.
Because my kids are no fun anymore. They're old.
So. Well,
hey, we should get right to the big show, though.
We will, because so, these kids have a good show planned. It's all about New Year's. But before we get to New Year's, we're still celebrating the holidays.
We are.
Yeah.
So tea and plum pudding.
Yes.
You're all, you've all been to tea and plum pudding before?
Yes.
I think yes.
What do you like at tea and plum pudding? What's the best part of the evening or afternoon?
The tea.
The tea, definitely.
And the tea.
The tea.
So you all like the tea? How about the lemon sauce that's all over it? Well, the...
No, thank
no.
you.
No.
Do you eat all of the plum pudding when you go?
No.
The stuff that doesn't have the lemon sauce.
What about Daddy and Uncle Mark? What does he like?
He has all it all.
There's a special adult sauce that goes on.
Oh, he loves it.
Yes.
It's like a whiskey sauce or something. Right. Yeah, but that's a fundraiser still going on. Large groups.
That's like 2 more days through the 30th.
Like my group, we called ahead, made a reservation, but parties of 4 or less. Just walk in?
Yeah, 4 or less, just come on in.
Yeah.
So you go to the carriage house, buy your ticket, and then you head on down.
And you get tea and plum pudding, and...
You get to go through the house.
You get to go through the house.
So when all of you are drinking tea, do you put your little pinky up in the air?
No.
Yeah. Oh,
do you? Who said yes?
Charlie said yes.
So you put your little pinky up when you drink?
Sure.
That's what refined gentlemen like you and I do.
And do you guys like getting dressed up? I'm all about like getting them all dressed up like twins and... You know, for the photo ops and everything. But I think last year it was very casual. So what's the preference from this group? Like, what's the attire for, or the proper attire if you're going to, for somebody else to go?
We can get dressed up if we need to.
Yeah, but no dresses.
No dresses?
Day dress, maybe.
Charlie's got a snazzy orange suit.
Nice.
Yeah, blazer and all.
So there's another tradition that we're starting up at the column.
Oh, what is it?
January 1st. Go in there to the gift shop, buy a glider, and write a New Year's resolution on it. Then go to the top of the column and throw it off into the wind.
I love it. Oh, well, I already know what we're going to do New Year's Day.
Any time on January 1st, just go on up.
And then you get, the gift shop, for $5.
So you can buy your pass.
You get your yearly pass.
Yep.
Done. Check it off my list.
There you go. $5. You can go up there over and over and over again. Or you can always walk up for free.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
So, yeah. All right. Shall we get to the history highlights so that we can get on with this?
Let's do it.
Show, because it's going to be great. All right. So these are things that happen tomorrow, December 29th, 1845. Texas enters the Union.
Welcome.
And what do we say when a state joins the Union? We say,
welcome to the party.
Okay. 1848, gas lights are first installed in the White House.
Oh, 1848. Okay.
Yeah, it was Polk's administration. That forward-thinking guy named Polk. 1851, the first YMCA in the U.S. opens at the Old South Church in Boston. Do you all know that song?
Yes.
YMCA.
Okay, 18, that's the only reason I put that one in. 1852, okay, this one I put in for all of you, too. 1852, Emma Snodgrass, isn't that a good name? Emma Snodgrass is arrested in Boston. And you know what she's arrested for?
Ooh.
What? Wearing pants.
Oh, I love it.
Because she was a woman and they said, you have to wear a dress.
Ugh, arrested. Oh, what's our opinion on this one? You know mine.
No.
Boo hiss, right?
Yeah.
So.
No.
Emma Snodgrass, way to go.
Good
wearing pants.
For her. Yeah.
Go ahead and arrest me. 1862, the modern bowling ball is invented. It's made out of wood.
Oh.
Have you all been bowling?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's when it the first modern ball is done. 1867, first telegraph tickers used by a brokerage house in New York. Tick, 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 tick. That's a noise that none of you know what that means, but that's okay. It's funny, trust me. 1890, the U.S. Army massacre, the Lakota Native Americans at Wounded Knee. That's not good. 1913, though, first movie serial, The Adventures of Caitlin, premieres in Chicago. And the reason we care, because it's a Selig Polyscope company, and Selig's the guy that sent a crew up here to make the very first movie made in Oregon, The Fisherman's Bride. And we love that because it's related to the Oregon film.
Yeah, but it's the first serial, so it was...
The cliffhanger. It invents the cliffhanger. You got to come next week and see what happens.
Genius, too, right?
Yeah. 1936, yeah. Mary Tyler Moore is born, but our history highlight today, I think, had the most impact on history. 1970, the Occupational Safety and Health Act, OSHA, is signed into law by President Richard M. Nixon.
Oh, interesting.
OSHA, because he wants everybody to be safe at work. Don't you want everybody to be safe?
I would not have guessed Nixon.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, how interesting. So, you know, a cool thing about the bowling is their great uncle is the man who started the Lower Columbia Bowl. And their cousins, second cousins, still own LC Bowl.
I love that.
So, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So this is a tradition now that we bring all of you here. You've all been here three times, four times.
Yeah.
12 times.
Well, we were trying to count. I think it started with Carly, then it was Carly and Alma, then Charlie joined, and this is Kaya's first time on the radio, other than when she was a baby.
I was about to say, now wait a minute.
Yeah.
You were here before anybody else because you were on the air at like 2 weeks old or three weeks old.
She was our little COVID baby that we brought everywhere.
You were really quiet in the corner while your mom was making the radio show, and then you'd start crying at about the last minute of the show.
Yes. So they are going to bring or introduce us to some New Year's traditions. We've talked about some of these before. Some are new, but they're going to bring us through. So I think Carly is going to be the first one to get us kicked off.
The first New Year's celebration dates back 4,000 years, but January 1st wasn't always celebrated as the first day of the new year. Romans used to celebrate March 1st as the new year. There are still people who celebrate the eve in winter and summer, according to their culture, such as summer solstice or winter solstice.
Now, that's really interesting because I would have always thought of it as January 1st, not like March 1st.
Yeah, that's true. I would have too.
But that's because of the calendar that we have now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Cool.
In 46 BC, Julius Caesar accepted to celebrate the new year on January 1st. Nevertheless, it was adopted by England and the American province of England in 1752.
Julius Caesar, you know what I like about him? I like his salads.
Yes.
Eating leafy greens or black-eyed peas on New Year's is considered lucky.
Oh, speaking of Julius.
I would eat Caesar salad.
Yeah, Caesar.
We talked about this. They weren't necessarily sure what leafy greens meant. I was like, it's a salad. And this crew actually, Charlie especially, is a huge salad fan. So
me too. Caesar salad.
Yeah, salad.
Caesar salad and peas.
Definitely on the menu for our New Year's Eve celebration, which we have a pretty big one. So we'll talk about it at some point.
About 1 million people gather in New York City's Times Square to watch the ball drop. Mac, what do you want to drop from the column?
Well, I want a big, giant lit salmon. Going into a can, and it'd be like a fisherman. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah, but what if it was confetti? You're the only one to clean it up the next day.
We'd have to clean it up. And technically, it is illegal to throw anything off of the top of the column except for the gliders.
Oh. Unless it was a salmon. I mean, they thought confetti with Mac cleaning it up the next day would be a great kickoff to the new year.
Yep.
Like, yeah, share that.
So the resolution that I'm writing on my glider plane and throwing it off the top of the column January 1st is that I will not allow anybody to throw confetti off the top of the column, and I will not be sweeping it up.
That's a good resolution. Who's next? Oh, got to turn the page. I don't have the script in front of me. There we go.
Another interesting fun fact about New Year's is that there's this tradition called Estonian practice where people eat 7, 9, or 12 meals on the New Year Eve. The belief behind the tradition is that the meals will give them the strength of that many people in the coming year.
Wait a minute. How many? How many meals?
7, 9, or 12.
What are they, hobbits? How many meals a day do you eat?
Three.
No way. They eat probably closer to 7, 9, or 12. Maybe not meals, but
snack
meals.
In Denmark.
Hey, Charlie, got to get a little close to the mic there, bud.
In Denmark, people throw dishes at doorsteps of other people. It is supposed to bring many new friends into your life.
That doesn't seem pleasant.
I don't think I would be friends with someone who broke a dish on my doorstep.
And it would repel me.
Repel you, yes. And we also talked about what your mothers would think about broken dishes.
Yes. Another custom followed by Denmark is making an evening meal named kransekaka. In this custom, they prepare a dessert which is a cone-shaped cake and is decorated with flags and firecrackers.
That sounds delicious.
Yummy.
Yeah.
Spanish firecrackers.
But wait a minute. When the firecracker goes off, doesn't like the cake explode?
Maybe, but then you would get to eat it.
Do you want to eat an exploded cake and all the pieces all over the place?
Maybe.
Yes.
That sounds a little messy.
I don't care.
And Charlie's asking what firecrackers are. Like sparklers. Probably like sparklers is what they do.
Like.
Yeah. His mind is blown. Okay. We're probably not going to be doing that one in our home either, though.
No. Spanish people eat exactly 12 grapes, no less, no more, on 31st midnight. While eating grapes, they make wishes. People follow this tradition, believe that it would bring good luck to them. What would your wish be?
Oh, my wish for peace and goodwill.
Matt? I wish for a big fluffy pillow.
You know, we tried this one because another thought is that you eat 12 grapes in 1 minute, right? Do you remember that? It was a little harder than we thought because you kind of chew the grapes.
No, it was like 30 or something.
No, it was 12 grapes at midnight.
I wonder.
Yeah. And you tried it.
I wonder
if it did not work.
Yeah.
I wonder if the number comes from that 12 months.
Yeah. And at 12 midnight? Yeah. Probably.
In Japan, the New Year bells are rung for 108 times in the Buddhist temples around the country to welcome New Year God.
Greek people hang onions to their doors on New Year's Eve as a tradition. They do it with a belief that it will bring good luck to them, to the children in the house. That seems like what a Grinch would do.
Yeah.
You know, one time I bet my brother I gave him like $1 or $5 to eat an onion like an apple. And he ate the whole thing. Isn't that gross?
Seriously?
Gross.
Yuck.
He wanted the money. One of my dad's friends works on a farm and he does that. He eats onions full.
Like apples.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're another one though. That's not one we're going to do at our home.
Another Greek tradition is breaking pomegranates at their doorsteps. Similar to the other traditions of different countries, this tradition is also believed to bring good luck and happiness.
My church is destroying a pomegranate.
I know. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have like a red doorstep for months.
Yes.
In Belgium, adults drink champagne and children write letters to their parents, which seems very normal.
Yeah.
I like that one. I think the letter should be about how wonderful your parents are.
Okay.
I'm all for starting this tradition.
Exchanging gifts on New Year's Eve also dates back to ancient times. Back in time, Persians used to gift eggs on New Year's Eve, which means productivity.
In Japan, they eat long noodles on New Year's Day with a belief that they will have a long life.
People of Greece, Mexico, and Netherlands prepare or buy ring-shaped pastries and cakes on the New Year Eve, which marks that the year has come in a full circle.
I like that one. That's a nice one to do.
Dutch people burn Christmas trees and celebrate with fireworks on the New Year's Eve. They believe that burning Christmas trees means removing the old, and lighting fireworks means welcoming the new.
45% of Americans make New Year's resolutions. What about this group? Any resolutions?
That you're going to put on a glider and walk to the top of the column on New Year's Day and throw off.
I plan to get good grades in fourth grade.
I plan to go to hunter safety.
Go ahead, Alma. Oh, it's Kaya's turn. Excuse me.
I approve my cartwheels.
She's going to improve her cartwheel.
I plan to start my babysitting career.
That's good. I love those New Year's resolutions.
What are your guys'?
Well, Mac?
I resolve to make sure that I only let you all on the radio once a year because you're so much better at this than me.
That's a good resolution since we've been holding strong with that. I resolve, or I like to intend, I do New Year's intentions, to continue to just be mindful of my time and energy and where both of those go throughout the year. We have fun traditions in our family for New Year's Eve that we've done the last few years. What have we sort of set up in our family for
we
our tradition?
Play Bunko.
Play Bunko. It's a game.
We also, last year, we figured out something from these and we did two of them.
Yeah. Well, one was that we ran down the neighborhood five times with suitcases.
Do you remember what that was supposed to mean or bring you?
Many travels in the new year.
Nice.
And then wear white and it just to bring good luck and happiness.
Oh, okay. So you guys wore white. And where did you travel last year? I think both of you had pretty good travels.
We went to Hawaii, Montana, Alaska, and Canada.
And when you went to Alaska and Canada, tell us a little bit about that. How'd you get there?
We went on a cruise. It was the Norwegian Bliss. It was pretty fun. They had six water slides.
And how cold was it outside in those water slides?
Very cold.
Well, actually, it was cold.
Period. It was just cold.
It was cold, but one day it wasn't as cold.
But the water slides were, like, warm, so the water was warm, so it was not too bad.
And what'd you see when you went to Alaska? What was it that you were looking at and seeing?
Well, we did see porpoises. Nice. And whales.
We went on the Gold Belt Tram in Juneau, and it was really cool because we went like to the top of the mountain, and so it got like really tiny, and it was really fun.
And also we saw, when we went on that hike, we saw this something like a rabbit, or not a rabbit, but like, well, it looked odd. And we also saw wild sheep.
Oh, cool.
We saw a glacier, and by that glacier, there were little ice floes with seals on them. So that was cool.
Oh, how fun. And what was it like being on a boat?
Oh.
I mean, you're floating.
Well, towards the head of the ship, it was like really rocky, so I'd get like headaches.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, for the most part, it wasn't too bad. They had really good food. Oh. Like a ton of restaurants.
Nice. What about you guys? Kaya? Oh, yes. Go ahead, Charlie.
And also, you know the little ice bits that the seals were in? Actually, one of Alma's 4-H pictures were one of those seals.
Oh, nice. Yeah, Alma got lots of good photos on that trip. And or Kaya and Carly, what about your travels last year?
We went Hood River.
Oh, we went to Hood River.
We went to Springfield. I went to Salem. We went to
Sun River.
Sun River a lot. We also did.
Didn't somebody go to Seattle?
Oh, yeah. Me and my dad went to Seattle. We went to the Space Needle. We went to the public market. We went to go see the original Starbucks.
Yes, took a picture outside of it
and
for me.
And we saw people throwing fish.
Yep.
They threw fish.
At the Pike Place Market.
Yeah. And the cheese, the handmade cheese was really good.
So did you go to the top of the Space Needle?
Yes.
And did you see that big giant map where you could like write where you were from?
Yes.
Did you do that?
No.
Oh, see, the one time I went there, I typed in, instead of my name, I typed in for Astoria, the Oregon Film Museum. And then about a month later, somebody took a picture of that and said, Mac, you wouldn't believe somebody wrote Oregon Film Museum. Oh, and I said, yeah, it was me.
Oh, and I also went to the bubblegum place.
Oh, the wall.
Yeah.
Gross.
It was very gross.
Yeah. That's...
And also, Seattle is where we docked and went on the boat on a cruise.
Yeah. Well, pretty fun. So that that worked. So going around your neighborhood 5 times with suitcases.
Yes.
And they were empty suitcases. Yes. I think that was also part of it.
Yeah. We should do that again.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So, but at our house, we do bunko. We have a big family party, lots of games, and we do celebrate at 9 p.m., which is also quite lovely because it's midnight in New York City.
And there's some family friends that come, too.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
What do you eat? What do you make for that party? Or for Christmas? What about some Christmas traditions or holiday?
Me and Alma are making 2 types of cakes. Alma's making
a vanilla cake with vanilla buttercream.
And I'm making a chocolate cake.
And which one do you like better, chocolate or vanilla?
Chocolate.
Chocolate.
Okay.
Chocolate.
So speaking of Christmas things, so last week your mom talked about Elf on a Shelf. And Elf on a Shelf was not invented when I had kids that were young. So tell me about Elf on the Shelf and all the rules and what it is.
Well, so today our elves on the shelves made a big mess. They put flour in the kitchen and did like donuts in it. But we couldn't clean it up very well because we can't touch them. So,
but why can't you touch them? Explain
because
that.
Because they have magic. They're like the magic holders. They go to Santa. They come back. And yeah.
And if they lose their magic, they can't fly to the North Pole.
And what are they doing at the North Pole?
They make toys for everybody.
And they tell Santa like things about you and what you like
and what we're doing.
What other adventures have they had? They've had quite a few.
Oh, yeah. But can I
tell? A lot of adventures. Our elves have a lot of adventures to do.
So our elves today wrapped themselves with toilet paper.
With 4 of the toilet paper.
4 rolls of toilet paper.
Yeah, 4 rolls of toilet paper.
And also yesterday, our elves were on a campfire, and they had a little campfire with marshmallows on a stick and graham crackers and chocolate, and it was really cute.
That's awesome. So just getting to know a little bit more about each of you, you are in kindergarten, 3rd grade, 4th grade, and 5th grade at different schools. And you're all very involved in lots of activities. Carly's just about to start her competitive gymnastics. They're all in 4-H. Charlie does baseball next. And Alma is doing dance. You can say it.
Girl Scouts.
Girl Scouts. So tell us about those activities and what is involved with the getting ready for them.
So gymnastics is like a very competitive thing. So there are 4 levels. Well, there's 5, really. Well, there's in our gymnastics, there's 4 levels. Bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. And I am in platinum, so that's the highest level. And you have to train, you have to do a lot of conditioning, you have to do stretching, you have to get focused,
And then you get to travel and compete. You have 5 different meets that you will compete to this new year.
And I'm almost in a play basketball.
Yes.
And I also played football, which was really challenging because I had to go to practice every day of the week except the weekends and Friday.
And now, Charlie, that was your first time playing football.
Yeah.
And you're we got some football fans in this family here. You're kind of a big football fan. What did you think about actually playing it versus watching it?
I loved playing it.
And what did you like about it?
I just liked that I could, it was just fun. Yeah.
Okay. And Alma, what are you looking forward to? You're in 4-H, you're looking to start your babysitting career. Something also, you took a 4-H babysitting class.
Yeah. It was a 4-day class on Tuesdays and Thursdays for 2 weeks. And it was like, I think it was an hour and a half. And it just kind of helped me like learn a little bit about the different stages of kids and like how to do like diaper changing and stuff. It was really helpful. And then my uncle's going to help me just like finish getting ready.
Nice. And then with 4-H, what have you enjoyed doing? Because you do, I mean, there's so many different things involved with 4-H.
This year, I'm going to do baking, and so I'm excited for that. But I'm also, one of my favorite things I did last year was taking photos, because you can always try again. But, like, with baking, like, you can't really, like, try again, because you only have a certain amount of time. But, like, for photos, you could just take one and realize something's wrong with it, and then redo it.
That's very true. But, you know, you can keep trying to bake over and over and over again. You can never have enough cookies, right? Okay, so 4-H, I have to share with you. When my son was like 6, we went to a 4-H open house, and they were doing some cooking demonstrations. That's what made me think of it when you said baking. So he said, I want to come back and teach that. And we said, oh my gosh, what would you want to teach? And he said, well, I've got a great idea. I'm going to need a toaster and Pop-Tarts.
I love that. Go ahead, Carly. What were you going to say? What is it that you're wanting to get involved in this year with 4-H?
Baking and sewing more. I want to sew more.
Okay. Yeah.
And also, I did not do 4-H last year, but so far this year, I've loved taking pictures.
Yeah.
And I might start like woodwork or...
Well, and actually, this activity that they're doing now counts as a 4-H activity because it's considered public speaking, which they've done several of. They do quite a few service projects, too.
Yeah, we have like 8 or 9, probably. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
So what do you like about the service projects?
They make me feel like I like it. It makes me feel good because I'm helping my community rather than just myself.
Anyone else?
The same thing with me. Yeah.
Okay. So you guys are all coastal babies, born here, raised here for so far. What is it that you love about living here?
I love that it's not just warm or just cold. I like that it gets warm in the summer and colder in the winter. And I like that it snows a little. And I like that we're right by the coast so we can go duck hunting, which I like doing. And yeah.
That's perfect. Kaya, what do you like about living here?
I like my house, and I like
Is that it? How about we just end it there? I love the people in my house and the people across from my house. Thank you all for joining us today for this New Year's Eve podcast and radio show. We look forward to having you back in another year. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Go out. Bye. History.
Thank you for joining us for An Adventure in History. An Adventure in History is created and produced by the Clatsop County Historical Society and brought to you by KMUN.